in the fight against COVID. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The government readying a plan for vaccinated Americans to get jabbed yet again. Fox's Jared Halpern is live at the White House.
The heads of the CDC, FDA, and NIH, along with the Surgeon General, have signed on to a recommendation for a third dose of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, preparing to begin booster shots the week of September 20th. In a statement, the health officials say individuals should receive a booster 8 months after their second dose. Booster shots are needed, the statement says, to maximize vaccine protection and prolong durability. Boosters are also anticipated for the single-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine, though administration of that shot did not begin until March. More data is expected in the next few weeks, Dave.
Jared, with the surge of cases, Chicago, the latest city to impose a mask mandate indoors again, as other cities from New York to New Orleans to San Francisco put in mandates for proof of vaccination for workers and customers to go to places like restaurants and theaters.
The governor of New Mexico has also implemented a mask mandate indoors, as well as a vaccine mandate for corrections workers, school staff and teachers, as well as some medical workers in congregate settings.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, America's top general, and the defense secretary are both at the White House briefing President Biden this hour on Afghanistan, where thousands have crowded around the airport in Kabul, still trying to leave Taliban rule.
They just want to get out of Afghanistan. No one wants to stay here. We all know what's going to happen next few days or next couple weeks after American leave Afghanistan.
Haroon's an American trying to get his family out and tells Fox a militant took his phone and smashed it as he recorded the situation today. Fox's Trey Yingst.
The biggest problem developing is access to this airport. Even Afghans and foreigners with exit papers and visas aren't being allowed to leave. Taliban fighters are blocking the entry gate and firing to disperse the groups of people.
The Taliban also attacked a group of protesters in eastern Afghanistan, killing at least three. America's listening to Fox News.
Sometimes the world can seem a cold place, so we got to bring the warmth to it. Sometimes the world can seem a broken place, so we got to strive to fix it. At the end of the day, we are empowered to create the world we want to live in. So we prepare for the worst, but we must always, always expect the best. Smith & Wesson, empowering Americans.
It's happening. In just days, Publishers Clearing House could surprise you with $5,000 a week for life. But if you want to win, you need to act now, because there are just days left to enter at PCH.com. Don't miss your last chance to win $5,000 a week for life on August 31st. Hurry, enter now at PCH.com. That's PCH.com. In just days, you could win $5,000 a week for life. Enter before it's too late at PCH.com. Entries due 8/29. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited.
News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Precision of digital advertising as a marketing tool. What many early adopters are now learning is to really make the digital world work, they need to activate the marketplace with their brand first. Free over-the-air broadcast radio is the best way to activate in Yuma by combining the massive reach of radio and then adding the tactical precision of digital channels. You can give your business an unfair advantage. Learn how to make radio plus digital advertising work for you at YumaAdvertising.com.
At Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We power our local hospitals. We power connections with friends. We do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. How powerful is that? Visit Batteries Plus in-store, curbside, and online to save $10 on Duracell Ultra car batteries. For offer details and limitations, visit batteriesplus.com.
Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Flightline Mitsubishi invites you to come take a test drive this week, and you could be on your way to L.A. to see the reunion tour everyone is talking about. It's Los Bukis at SoFi Stadium. Come take a test drive in the all-new 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander or 2022 Cross and see what these luxury rides are all about, and you'll be registered to win a pair of tickets. You can buy today with 0% interest for 48 months and leases as low as $209 per month with approved credit at Flightline Mitsubishi on 32nd Street in Yuma.
What the Fauci? Back in a minute with your politics question of the day.
Duke the Pug will soon turn 20, which is pretty good for a dog breed that averages 11 years. When Duke was 13, he lost a lot of hair, had a hard time getting up for a walk, and his bowel movements were not very moving. We started making his food instead of buying it. We cook up a big batch of rice, chicken, broccoli, carrots, and turmeric, freeze meal-sized batches, and thaw them at mealtime. We also sprinkle Arthrodex on each meal. Arthrodex is a complete blend of plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and enzymes formulated to make old dogs young again. And it does. Duke the Pug does have his problems, but he has all his hair, loves daily walks, and has no problems with his movements. Breakfast is at 7, and if it's not there by 7:01, we all hear about it. Make your old dog young again. Pick up Arthrodex at NutriensToGo.com. NutriensToGo.com. NutriensToGo.com.
Dr. Anthony Fauci's celebrity status might be in jeopardy after shocking reports from biomedical research publication TrialSite have exposed Fauci's National Institutes of Health for conducting experiments on beagles. Fauci's division has used tax dollars to induce heart attacks in dogs, expose them to anthrax, drill into their skulls causing brain damage, and has carried out horrific experiments on puppies. And the kicker? Those dogs will be euthanized at the end of the experiment. Question for taxpayers. Are you or are you not comfortable with funding government-sanctioned experimentation on beagles?
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Good morning, Yuma, and welcome to Chamber Chatter, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And this morning, we are going to be talking to John Hessinger from the Better Business Bureau. But before we get to that, we have some important news that's great for the community from Hamburger Refrigeration. And this morning, we have in the studio Jediah Schmidgall. There we go. I got it. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Jediah, there's going to be an air conditioning unit given away.
There is. Hansberger's partnered with Lennox Industries, and we are, for the first time in Arizona, we're part of the Field of Love program, and that's a Lennox-sponsored program.
So what exactly is that program?
Well, the program is that your community nominates a person that may need help with an air conditioner. Those nominations are sorted through, and a panel of Lennox employees make the selection, and at that point they will donate the equipment. Hansberger will donate the labor and manpower and materials to install this, and that homeowner will receive this air conditioner installed free, no out-of-pocket expenses.
I know, isn't that amazing?
I like it.
Yeah, me too. What exactly are they looking for?
Well, you know, someone that who would be a good nominee. Somebody that does for other people and maybe doesn't think much about, you know, for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It could be teachers, first responders, doctors,
nurses. Is there an application to fill out, a community involvement type questionnaire?
Absolutely. And they can go to fieldoflove.com.
Okay.
And click right on the nominate somebody, and the form is right there.
I think it's a great deal, particularly for our community, because we are a community that's filled with people that would probably qualify for something like that. This is a community that helps each other.
Absolutely. And it's a very giving community.
Yeah, and then Hansberger installs it.
Hansberger installs it.
which is the best part, right?
It can be, absolutely.
It can't beat it.
I and Mark Hansberger, who was a caballero, and I've known Mark for years, but a great businessman. Done a lot of great things for the community.
He's an absolute great person. He does anything he can for the community.
How long have you been with the company?
20 years.
Only 20?
Only 20.
Only 20.
Someday you'll decide what you're going to do.
When I grow up, I'll figure it out.
And so, fieldoflove.com, when do they have to have their nomination form?
That's the thing. That's why we're beating the drum so hard. It's August 31st is the cutoff.
Oh, so it's right there. You got to close it up.
We need to close it up, and they will make a selection mid-September. And then October, the week of October 9th through 16th is when the installation will happen, or installations. There could be more than one.
And
that's
where,
why we need nominations.
Where's the selection committee? Is that like
it's in Dallas?
It's in Dallas.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not going to be local. But
it,
so they're really
going
to look at it blind.
They're going to look at them blind. Yeah.
So
but
right,
that's why
right
it's so
well.
Important. Right well.
right well. Do you know what the questions are?
I do not have those
that's
questions
okay.
in front of me, and I don't believe it's a really structured program. They want to know your story.
Okay.
They want
oh,
to know
really?
That nominee story.
I like that better. Air conditioning. I'm going to ask you a couple air conditioning questions.
Go for it.
But because I'm interested. But air conditioners wear out like anything else, and they become less efficient.
Absolutely.
So imagine the technology's changed too, though. I mean, is the technologies of the newer computer, are they getting more efficient?
They're getting much more efficient.
And by much more efficient, we mean saving electricity bills.
Well, absolutely. You can be, you know, in the 40% savings, 30% savings. All of that depends on the right piece of equipment and the right installation.
Some people have advocated swamp coolers or those kind of things. I don't see as many doing it, but there's still that question that comes up all the time with me. Should I get something like an evaporator cooler instead of an air conditioner?
Evaporative cooling works really well in Yuma between April and mid-June.
So, wow, we got a couple months.
Got a couple months, and as soon as the monsoon rolls in and our dew point goes up, swamp cooler seems to work.
Yeah, because it's the air's hot, whether it's...
Well, it's based on evaporation, and once the dew point goes up, the water cannot evaporate.
Okay.
So you're adding humidity to the space.
And it's going to be counterproductive.
It is.
And potentially mold and other things that come along with that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a place for evaporative cooling in commercial applications.
Do you even see them in houses anymore?
You know, there is a lot of winter visitors that have them, and some diehard Yuma natives that still have them.
That's why I get the questions, I guess. I didn't even know that it was even, you know, an option anymore. I don't know that it's one I would recommend.
Yeah. Many people run them to the last second they can to keep that air conditioner from running.
Can you change an air conditioner and save somebody's electric bill enough to make it significant enough to pay for a movie?
Absolutely.
You can.
Yep.
You can put that down on paper and show them.
Yep.
And I believe that. I mean, I understand the technology is changing. Mm-hmm. A lot of questions about split window, you know, split air conditioners in two pieces are
right.
more efficient.
The ductless or mini split.
Yeah. Are they really more efficient?
They're very efficient. And what's nice about them is you can cool one space rather than having to cool an entire building.
You're okay.
Cooling one space and concentrating that space. So, say you put in your bedroom and you electrically cool.
The truth.
Yeah.
You want to sleep cooler than the rest of the house, you can set your house temperature up and cool that one space.
Which I imagine has got to be popular around here.
It's very popular.
To save money. Are those questions you get often, or do people just call because they want service?
No, we've got a lot of customers that call and just ask questions.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, because I have a question. If he's going to keep asking questions, so is it better to close off? I have a whole section of my house that I don't use. Is it better to close it off or keep it open?
Please keep it open. That air conditioner will thank you. It's designed to move a certain amount of air, and when you start shutting registers off, it is the same effect as letting your filter get dirty.
Hmm.
And it will cause many problems in temperature compressors.
Excuse me, that's counterintuitive. So.
That's right. Where a mini split would come in great.
Because they make systems designed for that.
Exactly.
For that stuff, but you better get the right one.
Which I don't.
No.
No.
Most people don't. I don't think they're that prolific, are they, yet?
They're getting more and more popular. One of the issues that we have here is you can go across the border and bring one back. It is not UL listed. It's not legal in the United States, but They are very inexpensive compared to having one professionally installed and one with UL listed for the United States.
Never even heard of that.
Me neither.
I would not interested.
I didn't even know that was an issue.
Well, warranty work's going to be tough.
There is none.
Yeah, it's laissez-faire. Yeah, not good. But your business is showing an increase in those kinds of installations.
Absolutely.
What, do you do other things, too? I mean, some air conditioning companies are getting involved in plumbing and all kinds of stuff. Or?
We are an electrical contractor.
Okay.
We do not pursue that very much. We maintain that license for more of doing our own work.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But we do sheet metal.
But you have to.
Mm-hmm. There's plenty of contractors out there that do not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they go to a local sheet metal person and have their fabricated. And the difference is a proper sheet metal fitting versus an improper sheet metal fitting. So we're talking about a proper air conditioning installation. Right. And just one metal elbow can make a 10% difference on how efficient your air conditioning operates.
Things have much difference on the design.
Absolutely. But you're delivered airflow.
But you're constricted by the house. I mean, how much room is the? I mean, how much space in the crawl space? How much room do you have in the walls? I mean, there's a lot of things, particularly if you're retrofitting an older house.
You've got to get very practical.
That's where that split window may come in.
I know. I'm also like thinking. I'm like,
they eliminate a lot of ductwork problems because there is no ductwork.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you would recommend it at that point.
I would recommend it. But it's always an option.
But they are pricier.
A good one is pricier. And when I say good, I mean one that is quality, maybe good quality, and has a good warranty.
But of course, if you start putting that you have to do duct work on top of it, that they balance out.
They do balance out, or sometimes the ductless can even go in for less of a mixture.
So what do you have at your house?
I have a ductless and a simple.
Okay.
when it's time to shut it down for APS, play the time of game, I have one cool area in my house, and I have one area that's set up.
He's got so much air conditioning, he has an electric blanket to keep him warm.
Oh, my wife would not agree.
You always know the good stuff when you just ask the people who install it what they have.
You're coming up to the end of the segment. I don't know if you want to let him one more time talk about
it. Yeah, absolutely. Feelthelove.com.
Yep. So everybody out there, please go to feelthelove.com. I believe everybody in Yuma knows somebody that needs an air conditioner. Let's find some people that really deserve one.
Absolutely.
Everybody
perfect.
Get
by August 31st.
By August 31st.
Thank you so much, Jediah, for coming in this morning and teaching us all about air conditioners, but especially thank you so much for donating the installation, because that's not cheap either. So thank you so much.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you.
We value Yuma.
And with that, we have to take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
Sunny and hot for us today. It'll be breezy with an increasing south to southeast wind, at times gusting up over 20 miles per hour, especially through the afternoon. Highs today near 102. Clear skies remaining rather breezy tonight, 78. Less wind during the day Thursday, sunny tomorrow, 100. Lots of sunshine, upper 90s Friday. There are scratches, there are dents, and unexpected natural events. If life throws you uh-ohs, just say better get Mako and head to Mako.com to get an online estimate today. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone at the Weather Channel.
Be sure to listen for the border and traffic reports weekdays on this station, brought to you by RV World. They have a large selection of both new and used RVs. Exit Interstate 8 at Araby Road, then west on Gila Ridge, about a quarter mile. That's RV World.
Truck Mates, Yuma's Fix Up Your Pickup Truck Store, is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design to protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truck Mates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truck Mates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and snug top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and snug top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
I'm Danny Schaefer, lifestyle content creator. My little brother had these piercing blue eyes like the ocean. He was just 33 when we lost him to an accidental opioid overdose.
My name is Darren Waller. I had it made, living my dream playing professional football. Then my life hit rock bottom. I had an accidental opioid overdose.
I felt the shame, the stigma. Everyone knew, but no one talked about it.
I felt completely isolated. My family didn't even know. I refused to stand by and watch without doing everything I can to change the stigma.
If you know someone taking opioids, have a safety plan and talk about it.
It can happen to anyone you know or love. It happened to me.
I'm sharing Scott's story because reversing the silence can help save lives.
Let's help put a stop to opioid overdoses being a leading cause of accidental death in America.
Be prepared. Learn how at reversesilence.org.
Remember when you were a kid on Christmas, opening that toy? That's how I feel when I open my York heat pumps, traditional or two-stage. And they are so pretty on your roof. With easy financing on approved credit and Yuma's best warranties, York heat pumps, so hot you'll want to service your own AC this summer. Visit me on acyuma.com or call us at 329-7384.
Give Air Central a call or just log on to acyuma.com.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, and I missed out on introducing Russ. We actually gave him a microphone this morning, but of course everybody knows Russ Clark.
I know who I am.
You know who you are? I certainly know who you are. And we're switching gears a little bit. Of course, Hansberger Refrigeration is a great member of the Better Business Bureau, but we have John Hessinger with the Better Business Bureau in the studio with us now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Good morning, Russ.
Yeah. Good morning.
So do you even live in Yuma anymore?
I do live in Yuma. But I heard you
got all big on.
Oh, no. There's definitely a promotion, but I'm still not quite little old, but I'm still John Hessinger. I still reside in Yuma. I am helping to take care of Imperial County across the river. Okay. So different states, different legislations. It's been a kind of a crazy year, but I'm very excited to be in the new role as Community Development Director with the Better Business Bureau, serving the Pacific Southwest. Quite the mouthful, but this is the Yuma campus, and I'm excited to be the director of it.
Awesome. So you gave me a laundry list this morning of things you want to talk about, so we better get started.
Well, I want to just have some conversations, but there's a lot of stuff going on, for sure.
Okay, so first of all, I know the Torch Awards. Tell me about the Torch Awards. What are they?
Well, the Torch Awards are our version of, the celebratory Oscars, the Emmys. Basically, we want to identify the businesses that are doing things the right way, but that are also going above and beyond. They are building relationships within the community.
Mm-hmm.
They are really standing on principles of ethics. And last year, we had our first winner in Yuma for almost, I want to say it was like 16 years. Last year in 2020, First Bank Yuma was recognized by someone and nominated, and we made sure that they were one that could qualify because they had an excellent, excellent story. They did excellent work.
That's really how I became familiar with the Torch Awards, is because I think it was my very first day as the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce. Jeff Bird came into my office and said, "Can you help me make a video?" we're up for the CBB award, and I need a video.
Yeah.
And I went, okay.
They really stepped up in the community with the PPP loans and all of that.
They did.
It was something that was radically needed at that time.
Sure.
There was a lot of, some of the bigger banks were struggling to keep up, and they increased their workload, and that was something that was noticed by the community, both businesses and I think families alike, families that, were able to keep getting paychecks because of those PPP loans.
Mm-hmm.
So that work was something that really, was noticed by the community. They were nominated, and then they went through the process, and it's not an easy process.
If John knows, but Russ, I was a judge this year for the Torch Awards.
Look at you all judgy.
I know, all judgy, exactly. I'm like, I try not to be, but in this particular case, I was. And they run them through the ringer.
It's not a simple nomination application sort of process. There's a lot of criteria that people have to meet to even be qualified for the judging consideration. So once you get to that judging, that's like probably the third or the fourth step in the process.
Mm-hmm.
Of qualifying, and that's when ultimately the stories are listened to and ranked and rated, and
mm-hmm.
the winner is. And last year, 2020, it was First Bank Yuma. We're excited for that. This year, we actually have another finalist, which is Accurate Automotive Attention. And I'm in love with this one because Accurate Automotive Attention was one of our very first DVD mm-hmm. members here in
mm-hmm.
the community.
I just know in reading the applications and reading all the stories, the first one I read, I'm like, oh, this is really impressive. And then I read the next one, I went, oh, well, now the first one isn't quite. I mean, the competition is stiff.
It's tough.
It is very tough when you're trying to rate them. And so when do we find out who won?
Well, so we will have the announcements, I believe. Some of our California ones are going to be late September and early October, and then I believe the Arizona one is either going to be late October or I think the dinner is early November. So I believe we're going to announce it a couple weeks before the dinner. That's how that's going to work. But we're excited for what this means for the community. I love the momentum that's being built.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important when you see people doing good things, especially above and beyond, that it is something that is honored and awarded. So we're excited about that. But that's not all that the BBB is working with Yuma. I know that over the last year, we've had Empower. It's one of our, let's call it, new business incubators, where if you are a new business, you could apply. And we had a couple of people from Yuma accepted into the program. And it's basically your crash course on marketing, on websites, and all of that. We had Main Street Matters, which was a micro grant for small businesses, specifically businesses that didn't necessarily qualify for the PPP loan.
Mm-hmm.
That way they could get some level of assistance. And then that also got extended to the nonprofit realm. And I know that we had a couple of our local nonprofits that were awarded some employee-based micro grants as well.
I was going to say, I might know of somebody that
yes.
got one of those grants.
I believe
because the Chamber of Commerce got one.
Yeah, we were very excited to hear. We were very excited to hear that the Chamber and I believe it was Visit Yuma were the two recipients here in Yuma County for those grants. And, of course, we're very happy to be helping out the community when we can through
mm-hmm.
our services, but also when we can through other people's services, like yours, like Visit Yuma.
Right. Well, and for those that don't know what we applied for the grant for, we're kind of passing it on. So, we're not passing it on financially, but what our grant was given to us for was to provide more education to businesses in Yuma County so that we can make sure that our businesses get those things they need. One of the things that we're strongly looking at, John happens to be on the committee that's looking at it, so is more information on how to utilize social media to promote your business.
Absolutely.
And we just did a big survey of trying to get people out there. And
that was an overwhelming request. I know over the last year and a half almost, hard to believe that it's only been a year and a half, but over the last year and a half, use of internet, use of social media, your digital presence has been, it's never been more important. So that's definitely people are learning.
Is it going to get back to normal, John?
Well, unfortunately, I'm not Nostradamus. I've been called a few things that maybe sound like Nostradamus a few times, but I don't know. I can't see that far into the future. What I would say is, if we are all responsible for ourselves mm-hmm. and our community, that would help. So, you know, take that for however you see it. I'm not going to get into politics, but definitely do what's right by yourself and your family to protect them, and also look out for the community.
You know, I think the use of all the internet and stuff I think it sped things along. We were headed in that direction. You know, a lot of people had remote capability, didn't use it because they just weren't used to it and didn't think about it. But I think it forced people to say, oh, we've got to use it now. And I think it's going to continue at a greater rate than it was.
Depending on your job, I know many people who became far more efficient and actually worked fewer hours overall because they were working from home, because of things like commutes, because they were able to focus, they didn't have any sort of travel time.
Less gas money.
There was a lot of, I won't call them benefits, but unexpected advantages.
Who needs to get dressed?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure Levi's is suffering a little bit. I know I purchased a few new pairs of jeans in the last year, but that's not because I wanted to. It's because that Corin 15 is a very real thing.
15? Only 15? Let's not go there.
But I'm starting to get active, so I think those older pairs of jeans will be coming back out of the closet soon enough.
With that, we have to take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. If you ever get annoyed,
remember 20 years ago, we woke up to a clear blue sky on what became one of our darkest days. Remember a national tragedy created national unity. Remember unbearable pain led to unbreakable strength.
We will never break.
Remember the hope, resilience, and unity that brought us together after 9/11. Make sure these lessons live on for a new generation at neverforget.org.
Listen to 560 KBLU every Friday morning from 8 to 9 for Money Talk. Money Talk, bringing you the latest information and changes in the world of finances, brought to you by the partnerships of Academy Mortgage and Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. That's Money Talk every Friday morning from 8 to 9 on 560 KBLU.
MyPillow's Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best night's sleep. He created the best pillow, and now Mike created Giza Dream Bed Sheets. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. Ultra-soft, breathable, but extremely durable. Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. Mike is making a special offer for our listeners. You'll receive 2-for-1 low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code ELDORADO. You'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-844-0483. Use the promo code ELDORADO. 800-844-0483. Promo code ELDORADO. Go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code ELDORADO.
What can I possibly do to make this stressful time a little better? Here's one thing I found. It's a small thing, a simple thing, a remarkable thing. Smile. You can share a smile from more than 6 feet apart. You can share it socially with the whole world. In fact, right now, I'm smiling at you. And I hope you're smiling back, because smiling is in you. From PassItOn.com.
Pass it on. The Oak Tree and More, your quality furniture store.
Enhance your home with beautiful decor. Quality more. Family owned, the Oak Tree and More. Saving selection, customer service, and more. The Oak Tree and More.com.
The Oak Tree and More, your quality furniture store.
Feeding Berkeley's prisoners. Back in 1 minute with your food chain question of the day.
Duke the Pug will soon turn 20, which is pretty good for a dog breed that averages 11 years. When Duke was 13, he lost a lot of hair, had a hard time getting up for a walk, and his bowel movements were not very moving. We started making his food instead of buying it. We cook up a big batch of rice, chicken, broccoli, carrots, and turmeric, freeze meal-sized batches, and thaw them at mealtime. We also sprinkle Arthrodex on each meal. Arthrodex is a complete blend of plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and enzymes formulated to make old dogs young again. And it does. Duke the Pug does have his problems, but he has all his hair, loves daily walks, and has no problems with his movements. Breakfast is at 7, and if it's not there by 7:01, we all hear about it. Make your old dog young again. Pick up Arthrodex at NutrientsToGo.com. And while you're at it, make yourself young again with a healthy body start pack. NutrientsToGo.com. NutrientsToGo.com.
At the instigation of animal rights group Direct Action Everywhere, Berkeley is cutting its budget for animal-based food by 50% to serve more plant-based foods like vegetables, fruits, whole grains, legumes, nuts, and seeds at its public facilities. Berkeley, which has spearheaded several environmental measures, like being the country's first city to ban natural gas lines to new buildings, is reducing its municipal consumption of meat to fight climate change by cutting greenhouse gas emissions. Question: do you think feeding Berkeley's prisoners vegan food will or will not help stop the climate from changing?
And we are back on Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I am Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And as always, we have Russ Clark in here. We did give him a microphone back this week. Good morning, Russ.
Good choice.
I know it is. I love talking to you, so it's all good. And before we get back to John Hussinger with the Better Business Bureau, I do have a couple of announcements. The biggest announcement is we do have our Community Expo coming up on Saturday, September 11th. We hope the community will join us there. We expect to have over 100 booths of local businesses, community services, things like that, that everybody's going to be able to check out, find out, different services that are available. We are also going to bring back Taste of Yuma. It'll be back on the Sunset Terrace behind the Civic Center, where you can spend just a few bucks and try out all the different sample foods that the restaurants are bringing, so it'll be a lot of fun. And, of course, it's a typical expo. I expect the booth will have things to give away. I know that we're going to be doing raffle prizes throughout the day. So it's just a great opportunity. We are also new this year going to be adding a kids' corner. So the west wing of the Civic Center is going to be all about services and products for children, in addition to face painting and some fun crafts. So if you're a family and you're like, well, I want to go to the expo, but I wasn't going to bring my kids, they're going to be bored. Hey, we have something to break up the day for them. And we are also doing Hall of Heroes, which is where we are inviting our first responders, our military, to have booths so that you can find out more about them, which quite often is also fun for the kids. So we have some fun things for the kids, but especially come find out. You might find out some things about the community you didn't know about, services that are available that you didn't know, and it is completely free. The tastings at Taste of Yuma are going to cost a few dollars, but not expensive, but everything else there will be completely free. So come on out, check it out. That's Saturday, September 11th, Yuma Civic Center from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And speaking of kids, we are also going to be having a glow golf tournament on Friday, September 24th at the Cocopah Rio Colorado Golf Course. And I say speaking of kids because the last time I did a glow golf tournament, I golfed with another foursome, and it was a dad and a friend and the dad's two kids that were like 8 and 12. And those kids made it so fun. So this can totally be a family thing. It's only 9 holes of golf. All the holes are shortened. They're anywhere from 65 to 150 yards or so. So something that kids can easily come do and have a great time. And I have to tell you, it made my night so much better to have these two kids there and be encouraging them. And the only problem I really had is Russ, they out-golfed me, I'm pretty sure.
No problem. No shame.
Yeah, no shame. Okay, good. Because
you were concentrated on having them have a good time.
There we go. That's exactly what it was, I'm sure. But it'll be a lot of fun. It's just a great evening, and it is on Friday night. So even though it's late, it's okay, because most of us can sleep in Saturday morning, except for the poor people at the golf course who have to open up the next morning. So... And I always say that, because I know the people that work there. But it'll be a lot of fun for the members, so I hope everybody will join us for that. But unfortunately, we're going to change tactics a little bit and talk about some things that aren't so fun. One of the big things that the Better Business Bureau does is informs people about scams that are going on. So, John, what are the latest and worst things that you're hearing about?
Well, unfortunately, scams are a part of almost everyday life now. We've all gotten the phone calls. I can say phone calls, and you're probably thinking of five different kinds, which is unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
I know I made a post on Facebook the other day about a text message that I received asking if a property address was a home that I owned. And, you know, in the thread, joking, you know, John Perry from Imaginary Friends and Print Zoom, he was joking about an entirely different scam. And so I commented about another scam. So you can have these conversations. Scams kind of take on a life of their own, and they're constantly evolving. Mm-hmm. I mentioned the text messages. I want to talk about the evolution of the scams. It used to be with phones and email. That was probably about it. Anymore, they're reaching out via social media, either as friend requests or as messengers. Mm-hmm. And this can be not just on Facebook, but it can be on really sort of any social media platform. They're also becoming fairly aggressive and savvy with text messages. So one of the things that I'm noticing increasing with the text message scams is, especially right now, everybody is ordering something from online.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is ordering something from online, whether it be the big vendors or even a small little boutique. You're getting something delivered to your house. And in this particular scam, you just simply receive a text message saying, we have a package awaiting for you. Please click and sign in. And it's going to be a fake website, either Amazon, either UPS or FedEx, or it's going to be something that basically infiltrates either your phone device, your computer device, or uses some of the personal information that you input if you click through and you start to create an account there. That's a new way of mining personal information, of connecting what your diabolical schemes might be to innocent people that are just simply awaiting, you know, maybe that new pair of pants that they have to order because of the Quarantine 15. Whatever it is, these people are savvy enough where they are adapting their tactics. So I want to make sure that people understand social media. Careful for friend requests. Look out for duplicates. You know, if you get a friend request and it's a familiar name, look through their friends history. You know, look through their friends. If it's a bunch of names from not necessarily, you know, here in America, chances are it's probably someone who's making a duplicate account. If you receive unsolicited messages over Messenger, even if you have friends in common, do not respond. I know that I there was a case like that where someone responded and started giving out some personal information, and before the end, a couple thousand dollars in.
Oh, geez.
Well, speaking of new technology, QR code scams.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, really. QR code scams.
I didn't know there were scams on those.
Well, I know at the early part of the pandemic, a lot of businesses were quote-unquote closed, but you could scan a QR code and schedule an appointment. And if you go to a lot of restaurants now, you see the menu through the QR codes. Then there's QR codes for just about everything consumer-related anymore, whether it be from scheduling to an actual item. And so what people can do is they can create a nefarious or QR code that when you scan it, all of a sudden it gives permissions for it to access the content on your phone, kind of like a Trojan horse.
Do that?
Because the QR code takes you to a website. So if the QR code takes you to a Trojan horse type of website, that automatically starts to download some type of spyware or malware. Yes, it can definitely be.
So just don't hit strange QR codes.
Yeah, know that you need to scan. Know if you need to scan, and confirm if you need to scan. If it seems like the QR code could have just been taped on the window by a random passerby, probably don't do it. It's like when you go to use the ATM at the bank. I always jiggle the place where you put the card in, because if it's a fake one, it'll feel loose. If it's the real one, it's in there for good. So, you know, just take an extra little precaution.
You're just jaded because you know about all the scams.
The burden of knowledge,
that's
for sure.
It is.
I'm just decided I'm not smart enough to be a scammer, because every one of these scams, like, how did they think of this? I wouldn't have thought of it.
Well, only because they have no money invested in it to speak of. If 1,000 people look at it and don't take the bait, that's fine. If they get one, it's worth it because it's not costing them. It's digital,
yep,
mostly.
Yeah, and a lot of these are people that are working from outside of the United States, so they're working for, yeah, you know, dollars a day, and, you know, it's something that they only really need a handful across the country a day to be profitable, and that's the unfortunate thing, and that's why they're never going to stop. That's why it's important for what we're doing, educate and hopefully prevent.
John, please stop them. They're annoying.
I cannot tell you how many times. I mean, you can buy a new car, and the next day you're still going to get the need to talk to you about your extended vehicle warranty. It's just an unfortunate reality of life now.
Okay, well, with that, unfortunately, we have to take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Be sure to listen Sunday afternoon from noon to 2 for the radio show that talks about all things real estate with award-winning broadcaster Stephen Gasquet. It's everything you need to know about your home, from buying and selling. Brought to you by PhD. When your home needs a professional home doctor, call PhD 344-9111.
There's never been a better time to switch to Spectrum Mobile. You could save hundreds of dollars on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in 3 easy steps, you'll see how much you could save by switching. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Spectrum Internet required. Savings may vary. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save for details.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if, instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number, 1-800-662-HELP? What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Hi, my name is Mark Hansberger with Hansberger Refrigeration, and we've teamed up with Lennox for the Feel of Love campaign. Simply go to feeloflove.com where you can nominate a neighbor or a friend who is in need of new HVAC equipment. Go to feeloflove.com now for all the info.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And we have Russ Clark in the studio, actually with a microphone with us this morning. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
And we have John Hessinger with the Better Business Bureau. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Kim. Good morning, Russ.
And so, you know, clearly the Better Business Bureau does a lot of things. We talked about, you know, letting people know about scams and everything. But there's a lot more to the Better Business Bureau than that.
Well, one of the things that I really strived to do when I started was take what I know the value of the BBB is and bring it to the community. But that doesn't just mean, like, get on a soapbox and talk about the BBB. It means, you know, get in there, get your hands dirty, really kind of get involved with what's going on in the community. And whether it be things like, you know, supporting the chamber in a lot of different ways, whether it be through sponsorships or whether it be through volunteer. You know, there's other member nonprofits that I do that same sort of tactic with. You know, whether it be Visit Yuma, whether it be the Southwest Contractors Association, if I can't sponsor, I want to volunteer. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I do on behalf of the Better Business Bureau. And there's other ways that I get involved with, you know, different committees. I'm currently on the board of directors for NextGen. Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier that I'm on a committee with the Chamber of Commerce to talk about professional development courses. I'm also on Yuma's Elder Abuse Coalition committee that talks about different ways that we can help protect our elderly populations here in Yuma. And recently I've started to do a lot more with Arizona Western College. I've always done some adjunct teaching down in San Luis and on MCAS, But now I'm trying to become a little bit more involved in some committee work. And, of course, all of that pertains to the BBB because all of those are entities that do good things in the community, and I want the BBB to be a part of that.
So clearly you're passionate about it.
I am. And, you know, when the BBB brings opportunities to me to get Yuma involved, I take that very, very seriously. And one thing that's coming up on August 20th, Friday, August 20th, is the Industrious Women's Summit. And this is a time where women from, you know, really all over Arizona in the trades, in the industries, can get together, can get to know each other, can pass along resources and valuable information. It's also a time where there's speakers. So they put a call out for speakers. And I contacted several women in industry who either teach within industry or who own or run businesses within industry. And I'm happy to say that Ritika Duan from Arizona Western College is going to be one of our featured speakers.
Wonderful lady.
Yep. I know, she's amazing.
We've got Stacey Green Todd from Eckerd Commercial Construction, as well as the Southwest Contractors Association. She is going to be one of our featured speakers. And then Shannon Aaronmore from Weld Like a Girl. She is going to be one of our featured speakers.
That's a great group.
It is.
I want to go.
I know.
I'm not sure how that works, but I do know if you're interested in purchasing a ticket, you can find it at www.iws.com. bbbcommunity.org, and I believe tickets are around $20 to $30, depending on the different types of packages. It is Friday, August 20th, from around, I want to say, mid-morning to about mid-afternoon, so about 4 or 5 hours, and depending on what you're looking to do, you can connect to a lot of different resources, or you can just be inspired by seeing, you know, how things are changing and, you know, how women in industry are taking the reins and taking charge. And that's something that I know the Better Business Bureau is very excited about. And I think you can tell from my tone, I'm excited that Yuma has a representation with them.
Of course.
You know, how long has that been around?
This is the fourth year that BBB Pacific Southwest is doing the Industrious Women's Summit. And, of course, the last two have been virtual. When I found out this year was virtual again, I knew immediately I wanted to have some Yuma representation. It's hard for it to, if it's an in-person event up in Phoenix or over in San Diego, it's a little bit harder to get people to travel.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's virtual, all of a sudden that opens up a whole new pathway to having Yuma be represented. And obviously, I really kind of got excited about it, talked with a whole host, and these were the three that the BBB committee settled on, and I'm really, really excited for it.
So what are the topics? I'm just curious.
You know, I know Ritika is talking about educating your modern workforce.
Mm-hmm.
That's a topic that's super important right now with technology. I don't know if I know the other speakers' topics, but in general, I believe it's going to be experiential and empowerment. Those are the sorts of topics that generally are discussed. So, own experiences, what can be learned, how it can be applied, and then, of course, what are ways that can be connected to education? What are ways that can be connected to empowerment so that these become norms for the next generations of young women in the industry?
Well, Ritika's an educator.
I know she is.
So of course she's going to do that.
I'm very excited to have her. I just saw her last night at the Arizona Western all faculty orientation and staff meeting, and we gave me a big hug, and I gave her a big hug back. I thanked her for her support of this, and I know she's excited for it.
Yeah.
We're fortunate to have her.
Oh, 100%. I was very excited to see that she's continuing to move up the ladder over there at Arizona Western College.
Absolutely. So we don't have a lot of time left, I'm sure, but I mean the Better Business Bureau is so all-encompassing, it feels like. There's so many things. Anything else you absolutely want the community to know about?
Well, so we talked about scams earlier. If you feel like you have been contacted through a scam, if you maybe feel you gave too much personal information, contact me, 928 919-7016. If I don't answer, please leave a message. I do return those calls. We'll schedule a time to sit down and we'll review the situation and see if it's something where you maybe need to contact your bank, maybe you need to contact your credit cards, that kind of stuff.
As a rule of thumb, nobody asks you for personal information, not APS, not the IRS, not the Sheriff's Department.
If they're coming at you...
Nobody does.
If they're coming at you asking for your particulars, your personal information, if they're trying to get you to confirm stuff, use your better judgment. Immediately say no until you verify.
Right.
That is trick number one to avoiding this kind of unfortunate aspect of life right now. Verify. Do not just assume. Do not just give. But if you feel like maybe over Facebook Messenger or over email you responded and you shouldn't have, contact me. Let's talk it through. I'll chronicle it. But then also here in the community, look out for our accredited businesses. Our accredited businesses are doing incredible, incredible things in this community. You heard about Hansberger Refrigeration, and they're giving away an air conditioner and installing it for free. We have the Joshua Longo Foundation is giving away almost 1,000 fully loaded backpacks, and that's going to be it took place Saturday, August 14th. Mm-hmm. It happened just recently, but that was brought to. But that was brought to you by a number of other corporate sponsors, many of which were BBB. I was approached by another business owner here in town. He wants to be more involved in the community and asked me to look out for opportunities to sponsor in, different sorts of fields and bring them to him. And, our accredited businesses are doing incredible things. So when you get to know them, you get to know what it is that we're passionate about. And hopefully you get to know them through some of these great things.
Yeah. You're about time. 30 seconds.
Okay. Well, with that, thank you so much, John, for coming in this morning and telling us about the scams. You can go to your website and check them out. And then also be sure to go to fieldoflove.com. Please nominate somebody for a free air conditioning system. We'd love to have some of those come to Yuma. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Corey and Zach lingered in foster care for years, longing for a permanent place to call home. They lost hope.
I felt alone in the world. I didn't feel loved. Every day felt like a lost cause. I thought, who would want to adopt an older child?
I thought, I'm going to end up on the street. That's just how it's going to be.
Thankfully, Corey and Zach's journey changed when they were adopted with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
It's really difficult to wonder how you're going to make it. I'm not going to have that problem now. I just won't, because I have a family.
Today, Corey and Zach have bright futures. But every year, thousands of youth age out of foster care with no permanent family and no safety net. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Introducing the newest and largest Toyota dealership in Imperial Valley, United Toyota. With hundreds of available new and pre-owned vehicles, United Toyota has a car, truck, or SUV for every lifestyle and budget. Looking to sell or trade your car? We're always in need of quality used vehicles and will pay top dollar for yours. Our local professionally trained service technicians will inspect your vehicle and give you that extra peace of mind while on the road. United Toyota, located on Highway 86 between Imperial and El Centro. Shop us online at UnitedToyotaImperial.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of our future as more people get their COVID-19 vaccine. At the American Lung Association, we have science-based public health information you can trust. Make a decision about the COVID-19 vaccination for yourself at lung.org.
Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 1808899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers, And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space.
Let's get some traffic with a test one.
As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated, and may have